One of the most important parts of any journey is what you choose to eat along the way.
We kind of challenge each other as we go along now. We're very competitive, Veronica and I. And so there's been several times that we'll see something and go, oh, no, and then that kind of competitive nature kicks in and we end up trying most everything.
David and Veronica James are travelers who believe that food is an essential part of travel.
We had rabbit in Italy one time that David actually, it was in someone's home, and she had beautifully cooked for us, and David goes, this chicken's so good, and she just kind of looked at us like, it's not chicken, which is always scary because then you don't know, you know, what it could possibly be, but it wasn't that scary. It was just rabbit, so that was good.
I think it's more important that you kind of get away from the mass-produced and the very common, you know, the chain restaurant and that type of thing. It can sometimes be in a city. I mean, certainly there are great authentic dishes in cities, too.
At David and Veronica's website, gypsynester.com, they cover a number of travel topics.
You know, we feel that there's a lot more to going to a destination than just sightseeing. So we try to really immerse ourselves in a culture and in the people around us, and sampling local food really helps us understand that, you know, how local life works. You know, recipes and dishes are passed down from mother to daughter, generation to generation, and they use ingredients available right there in the region. And that reflects traditions, and that's become an important part of the present.
Off the top of my head, I'd say the most interesting had to be last year when we were down in South America. We were up in the Andes, high up in Ecuador and Peru, and they eat cuy up there, which turns out is actually just plain old guinea pig, just like you had as a kid and as a pet. And it is a tradition there that they used for special occasions.
Okay, but why guinea pigs?
Partly because it was easily raised, you know, small, didn't take much food, and they're way up high in the mountains, so, like, grazing cattle and that sort of thing was not really possible. And still to this day, when we were traveling around there, we saw several houses, people we went in and saw that still had guinea pigs in the kitchen, you know, they have a little cage raising them right there in the kitchen.
Meanwhile, in Austria, Veronica decided a particular stew was something she had to try.
it's kind of funny. Sometimes when I'm feeling rather feisty, I'll just kind of order blindly off of a menu. Yeah, just pick a word I don't know, and maybe sometimes they have funny English translations. And this heart and lung stew was actually billed as calf's lights with dumplings, and I like dumplings. I don't know what calf's lights are, but it turned out to be heart and lung stew. It was, you know, visible valves and chambers. It was crazy.
All right, then, but how was it?
It was, actually, it had a lot of sherry in it, and that helped a lot, and I ordered another dumpling, you know, just to kind of diluted a bit.
Near Charleston, South Carolina, David and Veronica discovered cuisine based on a culture that, up to that point, they'd never heard of.
Across the bay, out kind of in the edge of town and out towards the sea islands, we stumbled upon this place called Gullah Cuisine, which is the name of the restaurant, but it's also a description of what the food in the restaurant is. But we had never heard of Gullah, and it turns out Gullah is a culture down in the Sea Islands along South Carolina and Georgia.
The Gullah are descendants of slaves who were essentially left behind on the islands after the Civil War.
And so they kind of formed their own culture on these little islands, left completely to themselves for decades, and of course then also formed basically their own food culture too.
That visit proved especially edifying.
So we discovered something completely brand new, never heard of it before. It was wonderful. Sat with the owner and chef, woman named Charlotte Jenkins, and she gave us the whole rundown of the history of Gullah people and the area and all of that, and it just was an amazing night that, you know, we never could have had we not kind of gone out exploring and looking for that off-the-beaten-path thing, you know?
Oh, and one more off-the-beaten-path dish was discovered in Italy.
Yes. We were in Sardinia, actually, and we had the gentleman that was hosting us kind of flippantly said at one point that horse and donkey were his national meat. And, you know, he meant it as almost a pride thing, but David and I took it as a gauntlet being dropped. So we headed to a local, you know, just everyday restaurant, lunch place, and ordered donkey, and it was actually really good.
To each his own. More from David and Veronica James at gypsynester.com. And by the way, what is a gypsy nester?
In a broader sense, it's anyone who celebrates life after kids, you know, whether through travel like us, or going back to school, or volunteering in their community to make it better. It's, you know, basically gypsy nesters embrace this new chapter.